Producer extraordinaire and a fantastic guy to boot, Byron Hatfield, everybody.
I didn't raise my hand during a hair thing, but it was only because you didn't say mullet. Or I felt like you were really brave, like throwing yourself out on hair, and I was like, I'm not the guy who doesn't raise his hand because I'm embarrassed. I was just like, fuck, don't say mullet, don't say, you know, like there's certain things you're like, don't say it. Or the Friends, like during the bad years when they had like kind of the really preppy hair where it's kind of swooped over a little too much. Yeah, my senior, I don't even remember having it. I saw my senior picture recently. I was like, oh God.
Oh, yeah. Not to jump in on you, but during senior pictures, I had bleach blonde hair. One that I didn't mention.
Yeah.
Did that once.
Nice. See, that would have won. That was four. You would have.
There you go. That's the winner.
And the reason, and it segues nicely into my story. I grew up in East Tennessee, like in the hills and valleys. I'm a Hatfield, which means nothing to most people, but or at least in the north and the south, it's like this big feud thing. And I had a highly weaponized youth, which plays into this story. I have a brother, 1 year younger, that we both grew up, but it's somewhat of a miracle, both because of the highly weaponized nature. And I mean, like, when we would be, you know, like, we want ninja stars. My dad would be like, well, listen. I was like, all right, yeah. You know, like, just automatically, the same way your dad would be like, all right, let's cut some hair. My dad was always sort of like, all right, yeah, you know, whatever. You know, kids need to have. We live by this theory of, my dad lived by this theory, so we live by this theory of, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. So, and we like to think of ourselves as very smart, but my dad considers us dumb. My brother and I, for good reason. Like, within 2 days of having our first BB guns, my brother took very, very close aim on a spider on its web between a fence post. Did not realize my head was on the other side of the spider. It's immensely painful to be shot in the head at close range within 6 inches by a BB gun. You know, and so my dad was just constantly fraught with sort of like a scream, you know, like come running up, like, he shot me in the head. Like, why are they beating the crap out of your brother? He's like, he shot me in the head. You know, like, God, you're idiots. So he's to be forgiven to a certain degree. The other aspect that leads into this short story is that my dad was also rather closed mouth about events that he would be taking us into. So it would often be on a Saturday or something to be like, hey, y'all, you don't have anything to do, right? And we're like, well, we're fucking 14. No, we have nothing to do. Be like, all right, go in the truck. And you're like, where are we going? And it's a sort of a, you'll see. And you're like 2 hours later cleaning out like his friend's garage. He's like, yeah. And you're just like sweating, cut, like tetanus. You're stepping on nails. And he's like, you're earning $20 each. You should be happy. And you're like, I'm not. I want to go home and play Nintendo. I'm not going to lie. Like, you have sort of ruddy-faced, nerdy sons. Like, just own up to it. So when we were 16, my dad, every summer we would get this. He'd be like, I got your summer job. And my brother and I collectively would just be like, shit. And so when I was 16, he was like, I got your summer job. And we were both like, all right, what is it? He's like, go to this address in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. We're like, all right, can we know where we're going? He's like, you'll see. It's a shooting range. Not only is it a shooting range for 2 weeks, because this is his theory, by the way, was it's the same thing as the $20 prowl. You're going to be making as much money in 2 weeks as you would be working the entire summer, and then you can get another job that I'm lining up for you. So, because in 2 weeks, it's an international shooting tournament. And what our job was, is to set targets. But the way this worked was, there's a series of slowly, gently rising hills the targets are set on. Until there's two large rising hills at the back. So these guys would line up and shoot. Now the front set were like small birds and small creatures. And you'd shoot those and they'd fall over. And little kids would run out and they'd reset these things really quick. And it was really cute. And everybody was like kind of applauding him. But towards the back were the turkeys and the pigs, which were the grown man. Like they were the big boys. You had to be 16 to work on the pigs. And you had to be 14 to work on the turkeys. Because of the weight and because of the danger. Because you would run up this from this little, there's a little bunker right behind, and I was a turkey, but my brother and I were turkeys, because we hadn't turned 16 in time to get pigs. So, they're 45 pounds, your job was to run up with a can of flat black paint. You climbed up a vertical ladder to the top as soon as the shooting was done, and this raggedy little microphone that kind of worked, which will come into play later, would, you know, be like, turkeys, go! And you'd immediately launch yourself out of this tin bunker, and you'd sprint running down. There's like six guys, and you're running down, and you're flipping these things up, and it's 106 degrees in Tennessee, and it's flat black metal, and you're just, your hands are just blistering, you're flipping it up, and you spray where the bullet hit it, and then you just go to the next one, and you go, and you have a very set limited time for the next round starts. And they'll be like, turkeys, you better get back down the bunker! And you're like, run! And it was terrifying because it's not, the guy who was doing the announcing was not the most sober guy. So there were definitive moments of like, turkeys go! Turkeys no! Down, turkey! Because there was like one dude left on the range, like still shooting. And you'd be huddling it, and you'd like something like hit a target, and you're like, oh my god. Or you'd hear ricochets off the building, which was made of corrugated tin, by the way. So it's not like it's a bullet. You know, and there were, disconcertingly, small holes that just reeked of, like, previous bullet holes, ricochets in the side that let sunlight in. You'd always, and you'd be sitting in this thing, hunkered down, hundreds of shots going on, and you're like, I'm dead. Like, I just, like, they're simply, what do you think, no wonder we work for 2 weeks. Like, they have to replace us all after 2 weeks. The worst part of this, and the reason it ties into what we do here, is that we're definitely nerds. Like, my brother and I are nerds, man. We had the softest, most fleshy hands to burn on these things. And we sat in this bunker with kids who, like, they're not there for, they're there for food money. They're there because, like, you know, they're just there to get away from, like, drunken beatings and, like, because they're lied to say they're 16 and they're 30. You know, like, they're just myth. Like, that's why they're there. And we would be, we would be sent away each day with like a really nice cooler of like, well, here's a couple of Cokes for you each, and you know, here's sandwiches, and you know, I will pack it all in ice because it's so hot in that tin court. If it's 106 outside, it's 125 inside that. And so we would get there with that cooler and sit opposite, scooted up together on a bench opposite like five other dudes that were just angry, and they had like whatever they'd scrounged up to eat, and like they'd be like, turkeys, you can have lunch. And we're like, we don't want to reach into this thing because, like, it's so, like, being opposite those guys feels like, so, you know, we'd end up just sharing our food out. Like, you guys probably, you want half this bologna sandwich, right? This Coke. And Twinkies, you guys like Twinkies? I mean, every day we'd get home, my dad'd be like, guys, you're hungry. You're working up an appetite. We're like, we're not getting our food. We're scared. Like, these guys are going to kill us. So, other than, I mean, you know, we were never were shot. We did get close, obviously, with turkeys down. But it's just those moments you realize that it's not worth $20, I'll be honest with you. To this day, when summer rolls around, I'm like, I usually take summers off, I'm not going to lie. That's my story. Thank you.
All right, Hatfield, everybody. Second time in a row we've had someone talk about almost dying, Alex, right. Last month. Yeah, this is darkness. We're a violent crowd. Matt, how about a few more songs, buddy?
Okay. This.